You know that's not true. It's not going live.
Radio.
Go live when
oh, okay.
Decide, which will be in a couple of minutes. So also now, I'll tell you, maybe on air I may mention it, we'll see. The woman who brought me up was actually my aunt, together with my mom, and she was an RN. And later on in life, she became a home health aide to somebody who really needed care 24/7. She actually lived with the woman. And it was extremely difficult work in terms of physicality. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my aunt ended up with cancer, and it was not a good experience at all, but it was really done for financial need. And because she was taking a skill, she was an RN, that was easily transferable to this. But I think you would like to discuss maybe also some lighter type of caregiving. And can we talk about the pet caregiving as well?
Sure.
Do you want to cover that as well? Okay, because that's something. So the people might be coming there for caregiving for older adults or somebody with a disability. They might be coming for pet care. And you said there was a third one as well.
Child care is probably our biggest area. And also housekeeping and, other types of in-home services.
Okay, good. So I think we have a really good dynamic there. And then I think at some point, maybe in the second segment, we can talk about benefits that are financial benefits. What can you expect? What can you expect for payment? What can you expect? Is there any health care? Most people that we'll be talking about might even be Medicare folks. But, what can you expect? What can you demand? And how would you integrate it into a life that already has a retirement component to it, like you go to, you take your Latin classes, or you got your book club. How flexible really are the hours here? What are you committing yourself to? Would be something to talk about in the second part. And how would they, if they're interested, how can your organization help them get online and look for work? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So that
good.
Sounds very, very good. Okay, I like it. Let's see if there's anything else. Okay, now you're working on a book now.
Yeah, actually I finished a book, and it is going to be published in 2018, early 2018.
Okay. Can you reveal the title, or is that very hard?
Oh, sure. No, not at all. It's called My Parents' Keeper, The Guilt, Grief, Guesswork, and Unexpected Gifts of Caregiving, and it's to be published by Yale University Press.
Terrific. So we're definitely going to be mentioning that, and I'll ask you about that, okay?
Okay, great.
Very good. I just want to see if there's anything else here. I think we're good. Stuart, if you want to start, you're going to hear music, then I'm going to introduce the show, and then I'll introduce you. He's just going to test the music for a while.
Okay.
He says it's good. Yes, I'm ready. Okay, we'll be quiet now.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about what? Well, the fountain of truth about aging. And we cover every single topic that you could possibly come up with and more that I never even thought about, but we have some wonderful solicitations from people who are in the field, and I'd like you to be one of them. All you have to do is go to generationboldradio.com, go to Ask Adrienne, and propose a guest or a guest topic. And today, we have two topics that were actually proposed by you. One of them is working. It's time for work, and our first guest tells us that January is the month that most people over the age of 50 start to look for work. It makes perfect sense. The holidays are over. The lull is gone. It's time to get to work. And the second one so different is minerals. In the second part of our show, we'll be unbundling the mystery of minerals. Everybody seems to know about vitamins, but now all of a sudden, the latest trend for anti-aging, which is not a word I like pro-aging successfully, is minerals. And we will talk about that and unbundle that for you guys. You may know that I just came back from a long time, actually, a whole month in Asia. And I just want to tell you that worldwide aging is happening. Surprise, surprise. China, about 6 or 7 years ago, the University of Beijing started its first geriatric courses, and now it's filled. Thailand, Hong Kong, even Myanmar, and of course, Laos. These are places that people are now traveling for tourism, but also for medical tourism. And some structures are actually breaking down. Those are the structures of people in the family taking care of the elders. This was a given. This was a job that you expected to take on, family caregiving. Well, that's out the window. In these die-hard countries, they're kind of the last to go. It's no longer the case. Women are working, and they cannot be home with an elder. Here in the U.S., we've been feeling that issue for decades already. And one of the leaders in the field is care.com. And it's not only seniors and it's not only people with disabilities that need care. It may be your pets. It may be your kids. So we have Jody Gastfriend. She's the vice president of senior care for care.com. And it's the world's largest online destination for managing all types of family care. So the thing here is, how about you? Not so much you as the caregiver at home, but would you like to be a professional caregiver? And if so, would it be in the field of senior care or pet care or child care? Is it a good job for you? How would you use care.com to get a job? What can you expect in terms of your finances and your benefits and such a thing? And how would it work in your life? Well, Jody Gastfriend, who's an author, you're going to hear about her latest book. You heard it here first. It's coming out in 2018 in the area of family caregiving. But she's also has many leadership positions, including director of social service and community hospital, chief operating officer of a home care agency. She really knows what it means to hire folks, not just to be the family member. And she's going to clue us in. So thank you so much, Jody, for being with us today.
It's my pleasure, Adrienne. Great to be here.
All right, before we jump in, just say a word about care.com so people understand the organization and why you know so much, actually, about hiring and jobs in the field.
Sure. So care.com is the largest online resource for care in the world. And essentially what that means is we are an online marketplace for families to seek child care, pet care, senior care, household help, a whole range of care options. And it's very easy to use. You go on our site, you post jobs, you look at profiles, and you find the best match for what your needs are. And in fact, we have 12 million families, over 9 million caregivers across 19 countries. So we have a pretty large footprint at care.com.
Now, of course, you also have a lot of rich research that you can do just from what's going on online. And some of the research shows that 27% of the caregivers interested in the senior care jobs are themselves 50% and over, and 14% of the caregivers interested in housekeeping jobs are 50% and over. So that's a surprise. What's that about? What do you think the motivation is for so many people over the age of 50 to want jobs like this?
Well, you know, I think there are a number of factors. One is economic. And the good news is longevity is up. People are living longer. But the tough news is income for seniors is not. So there are a lot of people who are really looking for opportunities that are meaningful. And caregiving is something that many older adults have experience with. They've raised their children. Perhaps they've cared for their aging parents or family members. And they are able to add to their income and do something that really is very emotionally rewarding. And I think that's one of the main reasons we see an increase in older adults who are really drawn to caregiving jobs.
I know that in your work, and you've written so many articles, including for the Huffington Post and Wall Street Journal, AARP, you often do quote the Employee Benefit Research Institute saying that people 65 or over, there may be $100,000 of medical costs in their future. So it isn't so easy to retire on that golf course. People simply need the money, and it can be fulfilling. But let's talk about reality in terms of the post-retiree. They're used to a flexible life. They're not used to having to put on the pantyhose and get out there every single morning to see
right.
a boss.
Yeah.
Right. So how does this work? Yeah, how does it work in their life?
Well, I think that's really a good point, Adrienne. As people get older, they want to broaden their life. Work is important, and it brings fulfillment, but they also want to be able to do other things. And typically, caregiving can have a lot of flexibility. That's one of the appealing aspects of it. So it really depends on the hours that you may have available. You would look for a particular position that met your situation. There are certainly full-time jobs, there are weekend jobs, there are overnight positions, especially in elder care, and in child care and pet care, there are very part-time opportunities. So the first thing for someone to do is to figure out what type of flexibility they need, what hours they have available to devote to this, and how they want to structure their time. And then they can find the type of position that really works for them.
Now, you know, before we take a little break, one of the things, too, though, and after our break, by the way, folks, we are going to be talking about how much you can earn, where the benefits are, and the pocketbook interests. But part of this also is self-esteem. And this is an iffy situation. You know, we're the fountain of truth here. So is there an issue here of self-esteem? Does it enhance your self-esteem that you're working and caregiving? Or is it the kind of profession we still kind of look down on and say, hey, you know, the person is cleaning? How do you manage the issue of self-esteem when you're older and you're working?
Well, you know, I think our society doesn't value caregiving sufficiently. And one of the things that I think might potentially change that is as we look at an aging demographic, you mentioned that you just came back from aging, we have a global aging phenomenon. And
yes.
Guess what? We're not going to have enough caregivers. We're not going to have enough paid caregivers. We're not going to have enough families who are caregiving. And that really might drive the supply-demand situation. As there's
right.
less supply and more demand, that might impact the amount that people are able to pay. But at the same time, it's very important for people to recognize the value of caregiving. You know, my dad had dementia for over 10 years, and I revered the folks who took care of my father. It's
yep.
a value that I think we have to instill in our children, that we have to perpetuate in the workplace, and that we have to recognize as a society that the foundation of our ability to work, to lead lives, is people that are providing care. And I think it's a mindset that we all really need to be aware of.
You know, one of the reasons that, and I use this very frequently, Willie Sutton said, why do you rob banks? He said, because that's where the money is. Well,
right.
I won't put it that boldly here, but these jobs are available. And the good news is that a lot of people don't want those jobs. And if people
yeah.
do want them, they are one of the easiest types of jobs for you to get. The bad news is you have to bring with it your own passion and your own self-esteem, because you may not be getting that from others. They may even look at you, your best friend over the bridge table. What do you mean you're walking a dog or your pet sitting? But I do agree that that is going to change, because just like the Airbnb and the homestays, which we now call the sharing economy.
Exactly.
There was a time that people thought that if you had a tenant, you were poor because you had to have
yeah.
a tenant. Now everybody wants a house with a tenant. Well, we'll be back.
Right.
We'll talk about how much people can make if you list yourself on care.com. Don't go anywhere.
For my age, da 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 da, da 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 da.
Okay. All right, we're off now. So Jody,
oh, okay.
See,
yes,
how that
hi.
Goes. So, yeah, very good. So we're off now for a second. We're going to reset our clock. We're going to go into our next segment. You see how fast they go. And we're going to talk about what you might be able to expect. Now, I know that
okay.
you're heading the senior care side, but can you give us a little information on the child care and pet care and housekeeping side, too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to mention that the website actually has information on
okay.
child care and what you can make at different parts of the country. So we have that, and
okay.
I have the average rate for senior care.
Good, and then we'll go into your book a little bit, okay?
Great. Okay, excellent.
Great. Right, yeah, we're ready, Stu.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg. We are back again with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and we kind of have a money care and a health care show today. We're dealing with how you can get a job in an arena where you may not have thought about it. The flexibility of your life can continue if you're interested in child care, pet care, or senior care. And we're very happy to have Jody, a guest friend. She's the vice president of senior care for care.com. That's the 800-pound gorilla, by the way. It's the world's largest online destination for managing family care. Look, it's listed on the stock exchange, Jody. Don't laugh. It's the 800-pound gorilla. So how many websites really are listed? All right, so you've been around more than 25 years. We're going to talk about your book in a minute, but before we do, let's look at the money. What can we expect? We know that this is not the highest-paying profession, but it's
right.
reliable. It's reliable. So what kind of average can we think about? It is a national show, so national averages is easiest for us to digest. And where can we get more information that's precise?
Sure. So the average rate for senior care job on our site is around $14. And child care really ranges depending on where in the country you are and what the demand is. New York City, for example, you can sometimes get $20 to $25 an hour. We have that information on our site. We have a child care calculator so people can look at the state and really get a sense of, you know, if you're hiring a nanny or a babysitter, what can you expect to pay? Or if you want to provide child care, what can you expect to make? And pet care as well. Many
so it's
families.
Very interesting because this is very regional.
Yeah.
For many years,
It is regional.
It's very, very regional.
Right.
I was an elder law attorney for a long time, and one of the things that I worked with, of course, was becoming Medicaid eligible to see if you could afford your own care or you couldn't. And
exactly.
It was amazing, yeah, because I had licenses in a couple of different states, and even across the border from New York to New Jersey was completely different. So you
right.
have to go on
right.
the site. So tell
right.
everybody the website again.
It's www.care.com. Very easy to remember. Lots of information there, and you know you can peruse the site and get some great resources. Another piece that I'd like to mention is that many families hire caregivers, but they don't necessarily know what the household compliance is for payroll. And we actually have part of our business is to, and you know, you're an attorney, so you know that you want to be able to do this correctly. And there are all sorts of laws about hiring domestic help, and we have a business that really helps people be compliant and helps people pay people in the proper way.
Yeah, you know, on Generation Bold, we've actually had accountants on who
uh-huh.
helped caregivers understand that piece. And, you know, your eyes could glaze over. I mean, it's really not the easiest
exactly.
thing in the world. And you all may remember, our listeners may remember scandals in Washington of people who didn't get appointed.
Oh, yes. Zoe Baird, yes.
Yeah, they just didn't report. And you were almost sympathetic, you know, with them because you know what a headache it is. So that's helpful.
Right.
Now, I assume other things like, now you've been talking about people 50 and over, so they're not necessarily people who themselves are on Medicare, but they may be paying for their their own health insurance. Are there benefits that go with these jobs, or does it have to do with whether they're full-time or not? How might you take a look at that from that point of view?
Well, in some cases, the paid caregivers on our site can have access to benefits, and that's something that the family employers can contribute to if they so choose. And that might be another incentive to be able to hire really quality caregivers, because that's a big cost.
So it truly is. So there could be some group benefits there. Now,
exactly.
You know, I mentioned in the first segment that you actually mentioned that you've been a caregiver to your own dad for 10 years,
right.
And you've worked extensively with professional caregivers, like the type of people that go on Care.com. And you're coming up with a book that's kind of, bittersweet. It sounds bittersweet to me, but it will not be out until 2018. So what should people look for in its name so they're prepared to find it when
Hello?
It's finally published?
Yes. Well, it's bittersweet, and, you know, the book really looks at the challenges, the hard stuff, but also the aspects of caregiving that are less talked about, which are some of the gifts. And the premise of the book is that people who tend to be most successful at caregiving, and caregiving is a marathon and not a sprint. Many people are at it for over 4 years, and with dementia it can be over 8 years. That planning ahead, understanding the landscape, learning, as you mentioned, Medicaid, Medicare, veterans benefits, learning really some of the pragmatic aspects of caregiving, as well as some of the emotional issues of parents who refuse help, siblings who disagree, all of that I cover in the book. And at the same time, I share the stories of many caregivers who've gone through some really tough things but came out of it with some really redeeming, positive experiences that were really life-enhancing.
You know, give us the full title, because we know it'll be on Amazon, it'll be in the bookstores, but sometimes it's good to have the title so you can go into your local bookstore if there's any left anymore and say, hey, when this book comes out, order it for me. What's the full title there? And just Jodi Gastfriend,
the full
Gastfriend. Everybody should know the author.
Yes, thank you. The full title is My Parents' Keeper, The Guilt, Grief, Guesswork, and Unexpected Gifts of Caregiving. And I really cover all of those pieces in the book. And it's to be published by Yale University Press early 2018.
Okay. So, and as everybody knows, a great resource is also our website, because we always have the contact information as well as the archives from our guests. So you'll be able to get the name of the book on there too. And that is GenerationBoldRadio.com. Now, before we leave, let's say somebody's interest is piqued now, and they go to your website, and they would like to apply. What are the top three things they should have in mind in presenting themselves?
Well, you know, we actually have tips on the site if you are, you know, interested in promoting yourself as a caregiver about how to create a profile. There's a photo, there's information about yourself, there's references, there's really a whole process of putting yourself out there. And we walk people through that and help them create a profile. At the same time, for families seeking care, we give families tips on how do you find the right caregiver for your particular family, because it's different for everyone. The type of caregiver I might hire for my dad might be very different for the type of caregiver you would hire for your parent. So it really has to be matched based on a number of really important variables that you need to figure out what works for you.
Well, so this is the perfect place to start if you've been thinking about it. It's just been an idea in your mind. Maybe you want to go back to work or add to your work. Care.com is the place to start. And even if you're looking at it skeptically and saying, gee, am I really equipped? That profile walkthrough is going to help you. So I thank you so much. Unfortunately, as always, it runs away with us. We're at the end of our segment here. Jodi Gastfriend has been wonderful. It's care.com. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be talking minerals and health. So as we come back, don't you go away.
Thank you.
For my age. Da 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 da.
Okay, we covered everything. That was great.
Oh, great. It was great to talk to you. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was really very useful. I think the people who listen will respond to this because we need work. I mean, it's as simple as that. Sometimes just a little extra.
And what is your viewership? What is your viewership?
We're in 38 states on actual stations with call letters. And in addition to that, you can hear the show, of course, on an app, from anywhere in the world if you want to hear it. We're heard on Saturday nights in some stations and Sunday on most of the stations. It's usually 10 o'clock their time, so it's kind of different times. And we have a fairly decent share, but I can't tell you the exact numbers because that comes from BizTalk Radio that syndicates it. But it's a good listenership because it's all over the country.
Great.
It's 38 states.
Excellent.
We just added Dallas-Fort Worth, and, we have a few big markets.
Great. And will we get a link to it when it comes out?
Yes. Actually, what will happen is on Wednesday, you will actually – let me put it this way. You will be on the homepage Wednesday.
Good.
You should send, if you want to, you can send a photo. You could send even a copy of the cover for your book if it's already done yet, which is unusual. But if it is, great. You could send just the title and publisher, and that'll all be on the front page. Then we archive it, and you'll be in the archive, and if people can listen to you at any point. But it will be heard live at 10 o'clock Eastern Time this Sunday.
Oh,
and if you
want
to hear it, just go to your app, and it's BizTalk, BizTalk.
Okay.
And if you can't find it or you don't know it or whatever, if you go to our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com, and you go to Listen Live, it tells you how to do that. So
So I will.
So you can hear you.
Okay. Great. All right. So I will have the photo and the title of the book sent over to you.
Yeah, that's you only need by Wednesday. That's, no problem. And I think that's about it for the moment. Just tell people about our show, because what we care about from our guests is that they promote their own spot. Because then sometimes people find the show, and the more the merrier on that one. Okay?
All right. Great. Will do.
Very good. Thank you. I'm going to stay on for my next guest so I don't hang up.
Okay.
All right? Thank
you. All right. Thanks so much, Adrian. All right. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is this Joy?
This is Joy, and this must be Adrian.
Yes. So I just want to be sure, first of all, that I'm saying your name correctly. I have Joy Stevenson Luz.
Laws.
Okay, very, very
good. Laws, yeah.
But it is Stevenson. It's pronounced that way,
It is
right?
Stevenson. Yeah, not Stevenson.
Great. All right, so we're going to talk about minerals, and that's the way I brought that's the teaser I did, correct?
Mm-hmm. You're correct.
Right. Now, your book, is that available now?
Yes, it is. It's available both in hard copy and on iBooks and Kindle, Amazon.
Right. So, Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy? That's
correct.
The title? Great.
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty clear. We're going to do two segments.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, maybe a minute before it ends, I'm going to start talking because the music comes in and I kind of know when to stop. So first segment. Stuart, how long is the first segment? It's about 11 minutes. So around 10 minutes I will round up the first segment. Now, we'll talk about what you've started out with, which is depression. But minerals are important for many things. So
correct.
I think that one of the things after I introduce you, is I think you should explain what a mineral is. I'm not sure everybody knows what a mineral is. Okay.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's a good point. And then why it's trendy, why people are looking at it now, because we've been looking at vitamins for a long time.
That is so true.
And what some of the things, some of the diseases other than depression or in addition to depression that can be affected by minerals, right? And we'll talk about what are the critical ones that we may be missing and what to do about it.
Okay.
Makes sense? Okay.
Totally logical.
Right. Are you good?
I am fine.
Is there anything specific other than that that you'd like me to ask you?
I am thinking the fact that prescription drugs, you know, which we all need, it's important, but they also we also need to be aware that when we take those drugs, we also need to get our nutrients tested to see if minerals were depleted, because it's something that we can't avoid. So in order to get truly better when we take those, we should probably focus on the importance of testing for minerals as well. So,
okay.
And that's something
now,
that affects everyone.
Okay, good. Now, and that, is that something your doctor could do?
Yes, exactly.
And after I ask you about the minerals, I will talk to you and ask you to explain proactive health labs.
All right.
Because I'll be introducing you as the founder of it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
We want to know what that is and where we could find information about that. Very good?
Okay, very good.
Okay, Stu, we are ready. Yep, now we have to be quiet for a while. Then you're going to hear music. I'll introduce the show again, then I'll introduce you. All right, so now we're quiet.
Okay.
Yep, we're ready. Well, we're going from money to health, I guess the two biggest topics that we ever talk about on this show. And this is Adrienne Berg, and I'm glad to be with you today. And, of course, this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we look at almost every issue, not almost every issue, every issue, I will not equivocate, that has anything to do with aging. And so we're looking at something that's rarely discussed, and that is minerals and how it affects our life. And who better to talk about that than Joy Stevenson Laws? Not only is she the author of Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy, but she's also the founder of Proactive Health Labs. And that's a nonprofit healthcare company. It provides education and tools needed to achieve optimum health. And she is really looking with a fine-tooth comb at minerals, how it affects our disposition, issues of depression, and the rest of our lives. So we thank you so much, Joy, for being with us today. It was a pleasure to talk to you a little bit before the show as well.
And thank you for having me on the show. Really honored.
Let's run into this. Yeah, it kind of is an honor, I would say, to speak to people, for me to speak to people in so many different walks of life that has such great expertise that we really cannot readily receive. Now, we've been talking about vitamins for decades. I mean, I have the healthiest closet in the world. I have so many vitamins sitting in there that I don't take. You have no idea. But I really think about minerals, I must admit to you. And I'll tell you, it's a missing link here. Why is it under the radar? And what is a mineral anyway?
Yes, and that the question you just asked was a question I asked a couple years ago, and which led to the research that we did. It is so underrated. We hear so much about vitamins and water and protein and fats and the importance. There was not a whole ton of research done on minerals, and the one we had research done on a few minerals. You probably heard about iron. and calcium.
Yes.
Most of us women hear about calcium. We have to have it for strong bones, and especially as we get older. But we didn't really hear a lot about a group of minerals that were critical, and because there's so many. We talked about 14, but there's so many, and the research is now being done and explained in a way that is easy to understand. And that's why we took the opportunity to bring it to the public, because they're all so critical. So what is a mineral? It's a nutrient. It's one of the six essential nutrients that we really need to survive, and we really can't do without them. If we have the other five and we don't have, you know, adequate minerals, you know, we won't be healthy. We won't enjoy, you know, optimal health. So that's why it's so critical. It's found in every single cell in our body, and it's needed for a bunch of reactions. So it's really important to know about minerals.
Now, you mentioned calcium and you mentioned iron. I've been away in Asia for a month, and I came back, and the first thing I did was have a facial. What else would I do? And my facialist said, hey, your hands and your feet are so cold. I'm going to give you booties. And then she said to me, do you have enough iron? And I looked at her like she was nuts. But you see, she wasn't nuts. It could make you cold and anemic. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned 14. You don't have to list all the 14, but calcium and iron, any other ones that come to mind that we may be missing or that many people might be unaware of?
You probably know about potassium because you eat your banana probably every day.
Yes,
so,
I do.
Yeah. And especially if you do exercises. So that's something most people might know about. And sodium, right?
Yes.
Salt, table salt sometimes. So those are popular ones. And zinc maybe, because that helps our immune system. So those are some pretty common ones. And magnesium as an example. That's getting a little bit more popularity because the focus has shifted to magnesium because it was so underrated for many years. And people are realizing that it helps out tremendously in so many bodily functions. So even when we're exhausted or we're constipated or whatever, you know, magnesium helps. So those tend to be on the top shelf. But there's like selenium, you know, sulfur, copper, iodine, you know, with manganese. Those are some other ones that you may hear about, but you don't have a whole bunch of information on. So what we did is we found credible research. We didn't just go find any research. We found research that was credible and explained why you need these minerals, how they affected different parts of your body, what happens if you have too much, what happens if you have too little, where can you find them, you know, what foods will you find those minerals in. So we took the time to explain that in a way that's simple and easy for the average consumer to understand, because one of the issues that I had when I was looking for information is the fact that I had a tough time understanding the medicalese that was associated with a lot of the explanations. So I consulted with the doctors. I consulted with three doctors, and they're also co-authors in the book. And what we did was had the research done, and then I would inquire of them in a way that, you know, someone else who was not a doctor would, so that they could explain it to me, that I could explain it to the public. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. So, it's a very layman-friendly book. It's called Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy. So let's just start with that. Where do they get it? How can they get the book?
They can get the book on Amazon. They can get it from our website, phlabs.org. We also have the iBook version on iBooks as well as Kindle.
So now let's go back to the website for the company itself. Now, the company is Proactive Health Labs. And what is that website again, and what will they find on the website other than the ability to get your book?
Well, we are a nonprofit health information company, and our goal is to educate consumers so that they can be more proactive about their health. So we educate consumers on a wide variety of common issues, or even uncommon issues, but you know, we educate them in a way that they can apply the information to their lives on a daily basis. So we have a section there called Health Information, and it contains a myriad of topics, information on a myriad of topics that will assist everyone to be healthy and then be their healthiest. We also work with a number of specialty labs nationwide where we can provide health, you know, nutrient testing to individuals who might want that. So it's a very user-friendly site. It's very educational, and it's important that as consumers we get the education we need to be our healthiest, because it's ultimately up to us to be educated in a way that we can discuss these issues in an intelligent manner with our doctors. And if our doctors aren't...
I was saying that everything that we talk about is the cost of health care. And one of the things we promote on this show, Generation Bold, is self-care. Because there's very little money, very little money in our coverage, whether it's Medicare or private health care or any kind of care, insurance, for prevention. But it's prevention that saves all the money, as well as all the pain and the headaches. And the minerals, this is all really part of prevention issues. Before we leave for our break, when we come back, we're going to talk about things like depression and fatigue and anxiety and how minerals affect it. But before we do that, give everybody the website. And I'm going to tell everybody, I have been in Asia for the past month, and one of the places was Thailand, where they have a wonderful hospital that gives you these nutrient testings and many other things. And it's very, very inexpensive. But guess what? It's still over $1,000.
Correct.
So it's wonderful to have you guys as a resource. So tell everybody where your website is.
Website is www.phlabs.org.
phlabs.org.
Yeah, phlabs.org.
Great. So when we come back, we're going to talk about minerals again, but in a different context, in what they can do for you if you have certain symptoms like headaches all the time or fatigue, anxiety. Okay. I mean, they do affect it. I'm personally part of all this because I take a sodium pill in water every single day, or I generally pass out. And I said, this must be the worst disease in the world, and it was cured by one sodium pill. So the worst disease in the world was cured by a mineral. So I'm telling you something, this is powerful stuff to learn about. We shall be back, and we are going to enhance your health, as always. Don't you go away.
That doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, we're off the air for a few minutes now while they put in a commercial. So, Joy, this is going very well. I'm going to reintroduce you, okay?
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you something. You do have here to discuss the truth about multivitamins and mineral supplements. Is that something you'd like to talk about?
If you would like, by all means, the issue that we're trying to get across there is that you shouldn't really just there are good sides and bad sides to taking a multivitamin and or mineral pill without knowing exactly what's going on with your own body, because you could be overdoing it, and overdosing on minerals and vitamins in many cases is just as bad as being deficient in it. So I guess that's the message we need to get out there. At some point in time, people need to do what, for example, you did when you were in Asia: go get a nutrient test, and not just take them, not just take a mineral, you know, tablet blindly.
Right.
So
now,
I guess
if you go online when you go online on your website, we're not on the air now. We're just talking. I don't blindside you on the air. When you go on your site for the mineral test, is the cost? What's the cost for your mineral testing?
It depends if you have insurance or not. So we work, the mineral testers or the labs that work with us, they make every effort to make it available to everyone, because as you can tell, it used to be extremely expensive here. And if there's some insurance companies that will cover it as preventive care. So one test, for example, can be $800 for nutrient tests. But if you have insurance, the insurance company will work out a deal with the pharma, you know, with the lab, and you may pay less. Where in some instances you'd only pay, make, you know, your copay or your deductible. So it depends. There's no one real answer, you know, for that, because it depends on who your insurer is, and what the coverage is.
Do you have a line of minerals that you sell, or you're just doing the testing and the information?
Yeah, we do the testing and the information, and we make recommendations to companies that do proper research that sell minerals, like Metagenics or, you know, and other companies. But we don't have a line ourselves.
Of your own. Okay, very good.
Right.
All right, Stuart.
Right.
Okay, we are ready. Okay, we'll be quiet now.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And we are here. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. I'm here with Joy Stevenson-Laws, and she's the author of Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy. Very layman-friendly book, although it was written with her and medical doctors. But it gets to the truth in a way that you can understand. And she's also founder of Proactive Health Labs, where you can get tested for minerals in your body that you may have too little of, too much of, whatever the story is, and then get pointed in the right direction to what to do about it. But let's start again, Joy, with some of the things that we may not realize is affected by minerals, where we may have been fighting this for quite a long time, like fatigue and anxiety, but even depression.
Mm-hmm.
How do minerals interact with things like this?
Right. So because minerals are needed for every single bodily function, and I'm not exaggerating, it's going to affect pretty much everything. And that's what I think we didn't understand before. So it affects depression. It affects our weight. It affects our blood pressure. It affects our brain or heart. It affects, you know, pain, fatigue, everything, menopause, digestion, anxiety. Those are just a few. So many of the issues that we contend with on a regular basis that create health issues are affected by minerals. And if we know that, then it's incumbent on us to learn a little bit more about this nutrient and figure out how to best incorporate it in our lives. So depression, one of the popular minerals that we should at least know about for depression is magnesium, and there's lots of information actually out there now, and we talk about it in our book as well about magnesium, because it's a mineral that's being explored and talked about quite a bit, but there are other minerals that affect depression, you know. So it's really important that we take the time to inform ourselves so that we can, you know, utilize minerals in an effective way.
And I want to bring in a related topic. In 2008, a long time already, I wrote a book called How Not to Go Broke at 102, and it was a money book about aging.
Right.
But in it, I mentioned for some research that one of the great trends was going to be what I called designer drugs, drugs that were specifically compounded for you personally, and that these are going to be expensive because they're so individualized to what you're allergic to and other things. And I detect from our conversation during the break that you feel the same way about vitamins and minerals, that they have to be appropriate for you. So tell us your take on the idea of, let's take a multivitamin.
Right. So a multivitamin is something that is going to is presumed to benefit everyone, but just as how too little of a particular mineral or vitamin can be and can create issues, if you take too much, it's going to create issues. So, or it may create issues because the body doesn't excrete certain minerals or vitamins. It's really important that you know what affects you or what's good for you or what you're deficient in before you take your vitamins. Now, if you're not sure about your diet, it's a good stopgap maybe just to just take something. It's better than nothing. But the real way to make this beneficial is to get tested, figure out what you're deficient in, because there are some minerals where if you have too much, it can be damaging.
Now, you
so,
know,
for example, as you probably know, pardon me?
No, I was saying Bumrungrat is a very funny name, but it's the name of the hospital that's so famous in Thailand for doing all these kinds of testings that are very individual. They have a pharmacy, and they have pharmacy compounds specifically for the person. But through your website, you also can get pointed in the right direction here for how to fulfill the need after you're tested. Am I right about that?
That is correct. On the website, we work with a group of researchers and labs who formulate minerals and whatever your needs are, they will identify it and address it through the right dosage and the right mineral and combination.
And give us the website one more time. Yeah, it's very personalized. And that's the new trend. Yeah, give us our website one more time.
www.phlabs.org. phlabs.org.
We did mention a couple of times, but sometimes people tune in, and it really is important because there's so few resources. Your average Western medicine doctor is not going to talk to you much about this. And they might even poo-poo. Yeah, they might even poo-poo vitamins. But interestingly enough, they don't poo-poo the minerals as much as they poo-poo the vitamins. And I think it's for the very reason you just said. The multivitamin may not be that useful for an individual. It's a little too much one-stop shopping. However, when you individualize a diagnosis, it's completely different. And
exactly.
I'll just leave, one of the things that we get a lot of is people saying they have leg cramps and leg pain. And I've heard that that also deals with minerals. Am I right about that?
Yes, that is correct. That has something to do with minerals too.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't guess what it is and start thinking that I read somewhere that magnesium might help. Let me go take some magnesium. I think it's appropriate that you go get tested, see what it is that you might be deficient in, and then get the proper dosage and the right mineral. Because it could be a number of, it could be a combination of minerals. It does not have to be just magnesium. So it's really important to get tested.
Yeah, I think this opens up a whole new look at healthcare, honestly, which is the individualization of it, the fact that as we get older, we may not have a disease, but we have ailments.
Correct.
And ailments get us down, and they can be helped enormously by things of this nature. So as we wrap up our day, I just want to thank Joyce Stevenson Laws. I'm so happy she founded a nonprofit organization, Proactive Health Labs, that will point you in the right direction with regard to this. If you've been complaining, grumpy, just suffering, and everybody tells you there's nothing to it, it's in your mind. It might not be in your mind. It might be in your minerals. And so, minerals, a forgotten nutrient, your secret weapon for getting and staying healthy. And we thank you so much for being with us. For everybody, you know what I'm going to say? Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, we are now off the air. So that was good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. You are so informed, which is a lot different from many of the people I've spoken to in the past.
That's wonderful
it
to hear that.
It is so good. It's so good to find educated consumers because at least they get it, so it takes less time to explain. But it is so critical. It's important that we get ourselves informed.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. All right, I thank you very much, and I'll go on the website, and I'll see what it looks like. It sounds very interesting to me. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks.
Right. Take care. Right, bye-bye.